Good morning. This is the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, which meets every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at this time on this frequency for the purpose of discussing old radio and many other topics. You do not have to be a member of the AWA to check into our net. We'll start this morning with the four call letter area. Any stations in the four call letter area, WA3DSP.
K4KRE, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Paul. How about the three call letter area this morning, WA3DSP?
WA3YNW, good morning.
Good morning, Bill, WA3YNW. Any other three call letter area check-ins this morning, WA3DSP? How about the two call letter area this morning, WA3DSP?
Good morning, Doug, W2DGV.
Okay, good morning, Bill, W2DGB. Slightly off frequency, not too much, just slightly. And we'll go to the one call letter area this morning, WA3DSP.
Good morning, Doug, K1MPC.
WF1L.
Okay, good morning to Mike. You've got a good signal here at the moment, Mike. And WF1L, Doverville. All right, anybody that we missed this morning, WA3DSP. Okay, stand by just a minute. I'll be right back. This is WA3DSP, and I have a little surprise for everybody here this morning. I have Floyd, W3OLV, on the phone, and he'd like to say hello to everybody. So, Floyd, go ahead and make a transmission there.
Okay, this is W3OLV. Nice to get in to hear you, gentlemen. I've been busy and having all kind of problems, but we're working them all out. And nice I could be on the net here today. Okay.
Okay, Floyd. What I'm going to do is just run down the list here, and everybody can say hello to you. We won't keep you on the phone a real long time, but everybody can say hello on the first round, and then we'll let you make any comments back to them. So we'll start with K4KRE, Paul. Paul, you pass it to WA3YNW, to W2DGB, to K1MPC, and finally to WF1L. K4KRE and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP in the AWA Net, this is K4KRE. Say hi to Floyd there. Floyd, you're coming in very well here, no problem. And awfully good to hear from you. So we'll keep it going, WA3YNW. Go ahead, this is K4KRE.
Okay, Paul, real fine, K4KRE, and that WA3YNW. Well, good morning to you, Floyd. By golly, it's nice hearing you on again. It's been quite a long time since I've heard that voice. And certainly it's nice to hear it again, so hope all is well with you, and take care, and hopefully we'll get to chat a little bit more later on. Over to you, Bill, W2DGB, and that WA3YNW.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, WA3YNW, and the group W2DGB. Good morning to Floyd. It's been a long time. So, thank you very much, Doug, for setting this up. We're doing okay here. I got my first flu shot yesterday. COVID shot yesterday, and my wife did too. So, 4 weeks, we get the second booster shot. Anyway, Floyd, I hope you've gotten your shot. Over to K1MPC, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
W2DGB, K1MPC in the booth, telling that, good morning, everyone, and particularly good morning, Floyd. Big signal. You're the channel master into the Boston area. It's really nice to hear your voice. You're sounding well, and hope to hear more of it. So over to WF1L from K1MPC in the Bruce Kelly net.
Go ahead, Bill.
WF1L, are you there?
Sorry, I had to step away to answer the call of nature. Now I'm back. So I haven't heard anything that's been on the thing so far. We've got a 45 degree day here with nice sunny and blue skies, and all of the big white puffy clouds seem to have gone away, so we just got big blue. And we're logging along. Hoping for a nice weekend, but the weather lady says it's not going to be much. So lots of wind, so the antennas will stay in the lowered position. That's about it for the first time round. This is WF1L. Back to next.
Okay, WF1L and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP. I guess, Bill, you didn't hear that I have Floyd on the phone, and that's why we were going through the first round fairly quickly. Floyd, did you want to make any comments back to anybody? Go ahead.
This is W3OLV. Nice hearing everyone on here today. I've been having all kind of problems, but we're working them out, and things are going along okay. I guess everyone heard I fell and really banged my face a little. They had to patch it up, and but things are looking much better now than they certainly were. I fell flat on my face with my glasses on. And believe it or not, it did not break my glasses. Don't ask me how. But when I wanted to get up, I looked around and there was blood all over the place. And it cut my face off. Did a real good job. But things are working out. We're doing okay now. Okay? This is W3OLV.
Okay, Floyd. And I would also tell you, Floyd, that I called your niece yesterday to get your number after I talked to you on the phone, and she was delighted that I was doing this. She said she was very glad I was able to do it. So we'll do it again, okay? And and maybe every few weeks or so we'll get in touch with you and put you on the air if you want. Did you want to say anything else to the guys? Go ahead.
I just you guys hearing everyone on here and enjoy it, and just let you know we're surviving. it was a bad fall we had, and it was really a bad fall with my glasses on. I still can't see why it didn't break my glasses, but they were intact. But it did bang my face a little. I had to patch it up. Things are looking much better now. So that's about it here. W3OLV.
Okay, Floyd. Did you have your COVID vaccine shot yet there at your facility?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I did.
You had the first one, I guess.
I don't know. I guess it's the first one.
Yeah.
You know, I never had shots all my life. I finally found this is the first time I ever got any shots at all in the last 60 years.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, very good. I'm gonna terminate the phone here and. We'll go back to regular, we'll go to the second round, and you can say goodbye to everybody, and we'll do this again, okay? You take care of yourself, and don't fall anymore, okay?
That's for darn sure. Don't want to do that. Yeah, that is a bad fall, but we'll recover. We'll survive.
Okay. All right. Sign off like you normally do, Floyd.
Well, this is W3OLV signing out. We'll talk to everyone later. This is W3.
Okay, 73 Floyd, and I'm going to hang up, and I'll be back here in just a second. WA3DST.
AB2RA. Hi, Floyd.
There's Janice, AB2RA. You can say hello to her, Floyd.
Oh, hello, Janice. Nice hearing you in here. I guess you heard I had a bad fall and banged my face up. But things are getting straightened out and things are starting to look much better. Thanks for talking to you, W3OLV.
It's very good to hear your voice, and thanks, Doug, for the phone patch. I don't think I've heard a phone patch in operation in decades.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it when I sign off with Floyd here. Okay, very good, Floyd, and we'll catch you again, and we'll do this again sometime soon. Have a good day, and stay safe out there, okay?
Okay, this is W3OLV signing off, and thanks for everyone's concern. W3OLV clear.
Okay, 73. I'll be right back, guys. Okay, WA3DSP back, and I got Janice there, AB2RA, put you on the list here. Anybody else check in since we did the original call up, WA3DSP?
Kilo Foxtrot 2 Zulu Romeo.
KF2 ZR Zulu Romeo WA3DSP. Got you on the list. Anybody else? Okay, well, we'll go down the list here. I guess we'll call it the second round, and hopefully everybody could copy Floyd all right. I got this bright idea because I actually have two Heathkit phone patches in my collection here. One was the original model, and then there was the second model. And I modified the second model for my microphone. I put a microphone connector on the back, an 8-pin microphone connector, and got it all set up to work here as a phone patch. And decided it would be a good idea to do this. Now I would like to get. Also try to get Roy, WA2TWS, but I'm not able to get a hold of him at this point, and I'm worried that we may not be able to get a hold of him again. There's no answer at his home. His cell phone answers immediately, and it's the voicemail is full. And the last number I had for him being at a medical facility, he's no longer there. So I've heard nothing else. I have no idea where he is. If anybody has any info on that, I'd be glad to try and reach him. All right, we'll start this morning for the second round with Paul, K4KRE, to Bill, WA3YNW, to Pocono Bill, W2DGB, to Mike, K1MPC, to Dover Bill, WF1L, to Janice, AB2RA, and finally to KF2ZR, Z Romeo. K4KRE in the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP in the AWA, this is K4KRE.
Okay, really nice to hear from Floyd, W3OLV, and thanks to
Doug for setting it up.
Weather here, bright sun, temps about 45 degrees, He does that for the rest of the weekend, I guess, and
some predictions of some winter weather coming next week. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get some snow. We had a couple of flurries here
this past week, and that's all they were. We just flurries melting immediately upon the ground.
And we've had about a quarter inch of snow total for the season, so
kind of missing it. If we get too much, we won't miss that. So with that, over to Bill, WA3YNW in the AWA, K4KRE.
Okay, Paul, real fine. K4KRE and the net, WA3YNW. Well, good morning to you and everyone on the net. We're at 44 degrees right now and a beautiful sunshiny day down here in Mount Vernon. And Doug, thank you for setting that boat patch up. It sounded very, very well. Had good audio coming through on it. So you did a good job on rewiring and hooking it up. I have one of those boat patches here. Unfortunately, it's not hooked up. And right now, I don't have a landline or a hardline phone. Everything we have now is cellular. But I'm sure there's probably a way it can be hooked up to make it work. Just haven't figured it out yet. Anyway, I noticed yesterday I got the journal. I don't know, I'm probably running a little bit late as everything else is, but I noticed in the silent key section that they had Floyd's brother, Lloyd, in there, and a nice write-up on him, so anybody that's got their journal can look and see it in there. Very nice write-up. Anyway, I think that's probably about it for this go-around, so... Oh, yeah, the signals are coming in very well this morning. The band seems to be in fairly good shape. W2DGB Internet, WA3YNW, take her away, Bill.
Okay, Bill, very good. WA3YNW, and the Bill Net. three people here. W2DGB, good morning, everyone. And a special good morning to Janice and to Joe, KF2ZR. All signals are very good. We have in the low 30s this morning, and the next few days are going to be quite a bit colder. At any rate, let's see here. I'm on the Collins this morning, and seems to be working all right. And I have a basic problem with this, and Doug, if you want something, a radio to talk about, the problem I have is getting on the right frequency. And I have a frequency counter in line, but it reads quite a bit different than what we're on now. And I checked it yesterday against my Kenwood, and sooner or later I'll get it settled out. Doug, thank you very much for setting up that phone patch with Floyd. It's good to hear his voice. It came through very nicely. And I don't know anything about Roy. I saw your email this morning, Doug, on both folks, and I replied to it, a little bit ago, and probably you haven't had time to see my replies. Yesterday, I got my first COVID shot, and Margie did also, and they had a very distinct appointment schedule, and hers was in the morning and mine was in the afternoon, so we had to make two trips. My son had to make two trips down there, and got the shot, and I didn't even feel a thing, so... Must have had a very fine needle. I'm working on an old HRO here and trying to get some noise out of the thing. And that's about it for now on the radio world. K1MPC. Go ahead, Mike. W2DGB.
W2DGB, K1MPC, and the Bruce Kelly. Good morning again, everyone. from an overcast in the 36 degree Boston area. Doug, thank you very much for patching Floyd in. It was really, really wonderful hearing him again. And I'm concerned about Roy. But we'll just have to wait and see. DGB, yeah, you're sounding fine here. Colin sounds good. No issues whatsoever. And Janice, good to hear you in. Looking forward to your comments, and also to Joe. KF2ZR. So, down south to WF1L from K1MPC in the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net.
Okay. Got to turn down the speaker there. Good morning, everybody, again. Was great to hear Floyd. Sounded almost as good as he did from his old home station. So, Doug, your phone patch really played well. And thank you for doing that. Not too much else to speak of. Wanted to say hi to Janice. We were getting a little concerned about you. I was almost at a point where I was going to send you an email, see if you were okay. That's about it from south here in Dover. We'll pass it on to Janice, AB2RA. This is WF1L.
Okay, well, thank you for your concern. I use a CPAP machine, and also I got a bad hip, and that keeps me awake at night, and sometimes I just can't seem to get out of bed in the morning. Don's pretty good. He brings me my morning coffee and heats up an English muffin and whatnot. And I've got to tell you, every morning that I get up and swing my legs over the edge of the bed, I'm astonished that I'm still alive. But grateful for every day. I've been quite occupied with prepping a comment for the FCC. We anticipate some more action up there, and I'm working with the usual group online to come up with something suitable. And I think this round is going to be good news. At least I hope. I got my first jab about a week and a half ago. And the supply up here is completely dried up. They have an appointment in February for me, which they made while I was still there at the facility. And I hope they don't cancel it. Getting the second shot is very important for the effectiveness to get it on time. Bill, W2DGB, that link I sent you to that SSB transmitter, I'm pretty sure that that was also usable as a mobile rig, and you'll have to have a power supply for that, although I would bet that the standard Heathkit power supply that runs the SB101 and HW101 would probably work, and there's quite a few of those around. Also, using a frequency counter for your S-line, I'm not sure what kind of reading you would get on this if you were modulating with single sideband, but it certainly wouldn't be the carrier frequency. And in CW, it would be offset by however much the the side tone is, I think those were 1 kilohertz, which was a little high in frequency for my taste. Most modern radios are 700, and I frankly prefer 400. Cleaning up some of the rubble from my HT100 project. That article should appear in next month and the month after that, electric radio. And I have a little Heathkit signal generator that had some hum in it, and I took it apart and replaced the caps and got looking at it, and I said, this is a pretty decent little generator. And the person that did it, all the wiring is nicely dressed at right angles, and the person did a pretty decent job. I added a fuse to it, and I pulled those miserable belly button connectors out of the front panel and replaced them with BNC connectors. At the swap meets, I found somebody selling scope probes dirt cheap, and I found that using those probes switched in a 1-to-1 position, and they're very nice and flexible and small, and they aren't as clunky as the cables you wind up using those silly single contact belly button connectors with the screw ring on them that everybody put on all the equipment back in the day. A lot of mic connectors were that way as well. And I've got another note here that I can't read. So I guess it goes over to KF2ZR. Good to hear you in here. I'm not familiar with the call. And thank you for stopping by the AWA net. This is AB2RA. My name's Janice, Ithaca, New York.
Alpha Bravo 2 Romeo Alpha. And Net Control Whiskey Alpha 3 Delta Sierra Papa. This is Kilo Foxtrot 2 Zulu Romeo. 37 degrees here at Old Saratoga. And I look out the window, the Hudson River's still there, and the bridge is still there, so things could be a lot worse. Supposed to go down with a wind chill well below zero, but so far it's nice. I guess we're going to get hit with a lot of cold weather, and it's not just us. So, Doug, thanks for letting me in late. Back to WA3, DSP, and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net, KF2ZR. Over, over.
KF2, Zed Romeo and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3 DSP. Very good, Joe and everybody else. And Joe, just for your information, I think I've told you this before, but my name is Doug, and I am located about 20 miles north of Philadelphia in a town called Richboro, Pennsylvania. And the station that we had on the phone patch was, if you heard that, was Floyd, W3OLV, and he was a former net control here on the net. He lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and was a net control, and he's now in a retirement facility there in Lancaster. And actually, he was moved to the medical part of the facility. He's no longer in his apartment. He's in the medical part of the facility. And I talked to his niece yesterday, and he would like to get back to his apartment, but apparently it's probably not likely that he will, according to her. So in any event, I have his phone number, and I can pass it on to everybody if anybody wants to ever give him a call. I'll pass it on to our mailing list here for the AWA. And let's see, as far as the Collins is concerned, I have the KWM-2 here, and I have the electronic specialty DD-103 digital readout for it. It works quite well. Basically what it does is it looks at the VFO frequency, and you don't even really have to pull the connect it into anywhere in the circuitry. It's a sleeve that fits over the VFO tube in the KWM-2, and it picks up the signal. And you calibrate it. It has all of the different radios in its database, and you select the particular radio and the band that you're on, and it displays the frequency very nicely. I've used it quite a bit, and it seems to be very accurate. Of course, if any of your other crystals are off in the in the mixing scheme of the transceiver, then it's not going to be accurate. But it does look at the VFO, and it has the capability of many different rigs, the older rigs that don't have digital readout. So it's not cheap. I think it's like $150 for it, but there are versions of it that you could do yourself if you wanted to. In fact, I just picked up a display that is a 1 gigahertz, 8-digit readout LCD display frequency counter. And it's unbelievable how well it works, and it costs $20 on Amazon. I have to mount it. It actually was in Electric Radio article in the last issue. May have been 2 issues back, I forget, but in the last couple of issues, there was an article on sampling your RF. And the guy used one of these displays for reading out the frequency. It works very, very well. I've used it with my transceiver at 440 megahertz and, HF and all over the place. And it just has very good sensitivity and reads out very, very well. So it's very easy now to be able to read out frequency. And actually, this has IF offsets in it. You can actually set IF offsets, so you could theoretically set it up to read your frequency on HF on any particular band. You'd have to change it depending on what band you're on, but it would read out properly. All right, any other check-ins for the net this morning? And I think we'll go around one more time quickly, I guess, or more quickly. Everybody can say 7-3, because this is actually the third round, but the first one was rather short because it was with Floyd. So any other check-ins before we start the next round, WA3DSP? All right, back up to Paul, K4KRE, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP and the AWA net, this is K4KRE. Okay, still copying fairly well here. A couple of signals having trouble with, but not a real problem. So very glad to hear from Floyd. And also I did notice Lloyd's write up in the journal. I got my journal yesterday. So we'll say 7-3 with that, and over to Bill, WA3YNW in the AWA, K4KRE.
Okay, Paul, K4KRE and AWA, Bruce Kelly, net. This is WA3YNW. Well, Doug, again, thank you for setting that up. It was real nice to hear him, and nice to hear a phone patch back on again. Other than that, don't have too much more to add. I don't know what I'm going to get into today. I haven't thought that far ahead yet. Although it's supposed to be, I think it'll be in the high 40s, maybe low 50s today. I don't know yet. I'll have to check the weather bug and see. Other than that, 7-3 all round. The band has held up pretty good for us, and we'll catch you all, Let's see, today's Friday, I guess it'll be Monday. With that, again, 7-3, and thank you again, Doug. W2DGB in the net, WA3YNW.
Okay, Bill, very good. WA3YNW. And the AWA net, W2DGB. Again, thank you, Doug, for all this setup, and thank you for the comments on the frequency display. I've got one of those gadgets here. I bought it some time back, and I never had a chance to really set it up, so I spent some time doing the paperwork on it, and that was as far as I got. At any rate, Floyd's new phone number, I would like to have that. And so at the end of the net, possibly you can give it or you can email it out. Let's see here, I'm trying to read my notes. I guess, I hope I'm not the only one that has trouble reading my notes. I don't think, oh, working on the HRO, okay. I can't get down to my radio bench anymore in the basement, so I'm working either upstairs here or in the living room. And I have to get some plug-in units that will enable me to read the voltages from the top. I've tested the tubes, they're all good. So now I have to read the voltages from the top. I have an adapter. I have a bunch of adapters, actually. You plug it into the tube socket, and then you plug the tube into this adapter, and you could read the voltages from the various pinouts right from the top of the radio. So it shouldn't be too hard to get on top of this problem. And if not, well, that's another situation. Again, thank you very much for Doug for the Floyd caper there. Very good indeed. And your phone patch is working very, very nicely. And I sent you an email about Roy. And the comment was you should get a hold of the facility where Roy was. And he could probably tell you. Okay, K1MPC. This is W2DGB 73, everyone.
W2DGB, K1MPC, and Bruce Kellen. Well, not too much to add. Again, Doug, thank you for the phone patch. A very nice, much appreciated gesture. And so, over to Bill, WF1L from K1MPC.
K1MPC and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. Here is WF1L for the 73 round. So not much else to add to it. It was great to hear Floyd on the air, and we're just as happy he's still kicking around, and also to hear Janice for the first time in several weeks. So it was a nice day. And we don't have much else going on this week for the rest of the day. I've got to go to the doctor's this afternoon and get poked and prodded, I suppose. But beyond that, that'll be it for us, and we're going to look forward to a nice weekend to stay home and look out the window because the weather's supposed to be approaching crummy. So anyhow, this is WF1L passing it on to Janice, AB2RA. This is WF1L, and say hi to Don for me.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure where Don is. He's wandering about the house or up at the computer today. Yeah, the phone patch was crystal clear. And I used to, I have one of those Heathkit phone patches, and I have thought about, you know, having it at the station, but Don brought with him when he moved a nice wireless phone setup, which is a
half a dozen handsets that we can leave around the house. When I first built this house 45 years ago, I ran wiring around every single room and put a jack in every room, even the bathroom, right next to the bathtub, because it always happened. I came home from work on Friday and settled in for a nice soak with a glass of wine and some good music, and the phone would ring. And traipsing around the house and leaving a trail of wet footprints just didn't appeal to me. Anyway, with all that wireless stuff, the original wiring isn't tied into the phone service, which is now, of course, derived from the internet. So that wouldn't be easy to get tied into the existing setup. In the AWA journal, I was surprised. I opened it up. There were actually two technical articles of interest to amateurs. A little transmitter project for the AM band, and another one. And it's just stunning to see that W3GMS has had such a huge and positive impact, and I'm just delighted with that. And it's amazing what Amazon sells. They used to be just books, but you can find all kinds of electronics and even ham gear. Yes, not the best price in the world, but it's rather amazing what you find. Okay, sorry for the old buzzard transmission. 73-0 KF2ZR, AB2RA.
Alpha Bravo 2, Romeo Alpha from Kilo Foxtrot 2, Zulu Romeo. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed Floyd. Maybe you can give me a correction here. I know I had his call wrong. I have Whiskey 3, Oscar Lima Zulu, and I know that's wrong. What is his correct call? And thank you. Everybody's completely readable. The net conditions are beautiful. And Doug, thanks for getting me in. And good morning to everyone on net. WA3DSP from KF2ZR. Over.
KF2Z Romeo, WA3DSP. Very good, Joe and everyone else. And Floyd's call is W3OLV, Oscar Lima Victor. Oscar Lima Victor, W3OLV. Of course, he doesn't use it on the air anymore, but and he probably won't at this point, but that's still his ham call. And it was very good that he was able to use that. I also want to point out that I'm recording the net this morning, and I will edit it and put it out online, and I'll send everybody a link to it. There's quite a few people that probably would like to listen to it that aren't on the net today. And also, I'll include Floyd's phone number so that if you want to give him a call, you can. He does answer his phone most of the time, so give it a try if you can. As far as the phone is concerned, my phone here is all VoIP. I don't have any copper phone line anymore to the street. Everything internal is I do on my own, and you can buy adapters that will adapt the digital system to the old analog system, and I'm just using an old analog phone, and the phone patch on my wired system here. I have a few phones that are on the wired system, and I have several phones that are digital, in the house, and they can be combined, and this box that I have will support the old analog phone, so that you can still do that, even though you're using VoIP, it's still possible to do that. And the other thing I wanted to mention, because Janice mentioned Amazon, Radio Shack is back. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but online, Radio Shack, if you go to radioshack.com, I think that's the URL, but you can Google it. They have a tremendous number of parts available. Everything they always had and more online at this point. Somebody has bought them again. I think this is the second or third time. And they're advertising, and they have a lot of parts. So if you need anything, check it out, Radio Shack, I think, .com. But Google it, and you'll get to their webpage. All right, anyone else have any comments or any late check-ins, WA3DSP?
Yeah, thanks for the recording. Be sure and send me a link.
Okay, Janice, will do, and I will send out the phone number for Floyd also. All right, 7-3, everyone. Everybody have a good weekend. Tune in again on Monday when Jeff W3JW will be our net control, and we'll catch everybody again hopefully next Friday or maybe on Sunday if you check into the QCWA net. This is WA3DSP shutting down the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net and turning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3 all.
Janice, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I picked up your email this morning, that big reference you sent me, and looked at it, and I told you I was going to call you, but I got you on the air right now, so this will work out just fine. If you got a minute, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much for that information on the HX20. I'm surprised you remembered that. But, you know, the eBay prices are out of this world. I was looking for something in the $50 range, like, you know, the Hamfest range, maybe $75 at the most. But multi-hundreds of dollars. I don't have that much time left in this mortal coil, though. If I can find somebody that has something for a reasonable price. Hold on 1 minute. Okay, my son says bye-bye. I don't know what's going on, but... that's the story on the HX20. But sooner or later, one will show up. I've got the HR20, the receiver, which is not too bad shape. It has to be gone over and made to work properly. And I've got the two manuals, and so on. So I used to have an HX20, but it disappeared in my fire. Thank you, Janice, W2DGB.
Yeah, well, I sent it to you to let you make the decision. Yeah, it's pricey. You could buy a much newer full transceiver radio for the kind of money they're asking there. I figured I'd just let you make the decision. And yeah, Evil Bay is driven the price up on things, and of course there's always the issues of getting it broken in shipping and the costs of shipping. So no telling what the heck people will do. And I've got to tell you, in the last probably 30 years of going around to Hamfest, I have not seen one of these. I don't know how many of them I made. Certainly, you know, a lot of them have been scrapped or wound up in the dumpster, and
You know, if you want one, you want one, and it's worth whatever it is to the person that's buying it, like anything else. I look at stuff that I used to pick up. I used to work on a lot of these SB-104s, and in fact, I had a pile of them in one corner of the basement that was over waist high, and I doubt I'd paid more than 30 bucks for any of them. None of them worked right, but I got really good at fixing them, and I went through all of those and took that money and put it towards a used Tentec Corsair, the original Corsair that was all analog. And I went to the AWA convention with the very last one, and my parts unit, which had a number of good boards in it, and all of the remaining accessories, and I sold all of that at the AWA convention. And that year, the theme was Heathkit, and I walked into the display area for the restoration contest, and this guy that had bought my SB-104 had entered it in the contest. And Don and I had a good laugh over that. W2DGB, AB2RA.
Oh, yeah, I've seen things like that. Yeah, that's a hoot. Yeah, very interesting indeed. Well, I'm going to try and get that Dacha roll and get some noise out of that. I got a little bit of a spark on the loudspeaker when I flicked one of the switches, so I'm going to take my spray can downstairs and do the switches and so on and get my adapter and start measuring voltages and so on. It shouldn't be too difficult. This is an HRO-6, I believe, from 1946, and it's got the noise limiter in it. And the guy, I originally had this thing working for Vernon Yike, who lived about 40 miles north of here. And years ago, I went over this thing, many years ago, and recapped it and did all this, had it working quite well. So he recently passed on, I got it from his estate, and it didn't work. So that's what I have to do, is to find out. And he put some kind of a circuit in there, and as far as I can tell, it doesn't affect anything. But I'm going to put a signal generator on it also and play games with it. And see if I can get some actual noise out of it. And Dennis, you had a lot more ham radio background than I have had, because I was too busy working for a living and rebuilding this house and so on and so forth. So you've been here, and you know what the place looks like. And we got all the fields cut this past fall. And it looks pretty good out there. And living here, this is a very beautiful retirement place. And my younger son is living here now, and he takes care of Margie and I. So anyway, that's enough chatter. And I'll stand by for your final, and we'll see you down the line. And very interesting, your comments. AB2RA, and give my best to Don, W2DGB.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, and glad to see you still tinkering with radio. Well, of course, radios of that vintage are, they have a lot of those waxed capacitors in them, and they're prone to failure. So hard to say what you'll find there, but you know, you're familiar with that particular device, and
I'm sure you'll get a solution. Well, for many, many years, I was a single parent and struggling for a living. Worked two, sometimes three jobs. And also for many, many years of my life, I was stuck in a religious cult. And that was a black hole for time and money. And I regret all of the time I spent on that. The beautiful Sunday mornings when the weather was nice and the sun was out, that I could have been outside enjoying life instead of listening to that stuff. What a waste. But the last 15 years with Don has been nothing short of excellent. And he's made all the difference in the world to me in improving my life. So anyway, 73, Bill, and hopefully I won't be quite so scarce in here, but again, it's sometimes difficult to get up in the morning. AB2RA, 73.
Okay, Janice, 73. Good to hear you. W2DGB clear.